your reaction to today's disappointing result?
Yeah, I'm disappointed, obviously, because, you know, probably in more than the goals that were conceded. Said the boys, you know, that they're Crusaders, the style of player, you know, they're a bit one-dimensional, where, you know, they look for set pieces and they look for the long balls, and, you know, I thought we coped them well, but, you know, you've got to defend set pieces against them. Unfortunately, we didn't do that. Second half, you know, we'll give ourselves a mountain to climb, you know, coming straight out and conceding, which isn't good. But saying that there, I think there's enough fight that everyone's seen in that Linfield team to suggest why we're top of the league. And, you know, one, I said to the boys that the aim is to stay there, and that's what we'll be looking to do. You know, we've been on a fantastic run. Good teams, great teams get beat. It's how you bounce back. And, you know, I'm sure the boys, you know, will be getting the game on Saturday very confident and want to react the right way.
Haven't got it back to 2-1. You must have been disappointed that we couldn't have gone on and got the equaliser.
You can't be disappointed, but maybe fans and you think we're disappointed. But yes, you want to win the game. But at the end of the day, you're up against 11 players who are trying to hold on to the lead. And I think, you know, Sammy had a fantastic opportunity on another day. You know what I mean? He had the exact same one last week that went in, but another day it goes in. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, football's football. There's going to be a winner, there's going to be a loser, or, you know, a draw. And unfortunately, we didn't win today. But, you know, as I said, there's enough in that second half performance to suggest that, you know, there's enough fight in that dressing room and we're going in the right direction and where we want to be. And yes, it's disappointing, but it's how we move on.
The conditions were pretty awful for playing good football today, weren't they?
Well, I said to the boy, you can't play football here. And I think, you know, if you look at it at Crusaders and you look at us, there's no football played today. You know, I said you got to play in that half. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's hard on that surface. You know, it's hard. You got to watch your control. It's skiddy for the players. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? I say we've got to deal with it. It's what it is. Yes, I'm disappointed, but, you know, we'll move on. I'm not going to dwell on one result.
Lots of positives, though. You know, the character, the fight back, the spirit in coming back to 2-1 and pushing for the equaliser. A lot of positives.
Oh, there's great fight in the team. I say I don't question that. There's fantastic fight in this team. I think we've proved that over the last you know, two games, or even over, you could say, the last nine games. You know, we've been in this position before, but it's how we react. And yes, we've been beat today, but as I said, I'm not going to put my head down. I'm not going to dwell on it. You know, there's enough quality in that dressing room and desire to get us on another run. And at the end of the day, you know, we're still top of that league. That's the most important thing. We're still top of that league no matter what. So we've just got to, you know, get our feet in the ground still, take game by game, and, you know, hopefully look for the positive result on Saturday.
Ross Clark came on and looked sharp. It's good to have him back, yeah?
He did. He's only trained 2 days, but, you know, Ross is, I said to him, he's got to gamble a little bit more. And there, you know what I mean? And because he's a threat. He's a big boy. He's got pace. You know, he doesn't care who he plays against. And, you know, he'll get fitter. As I say, it's good to get them back. Peter's been on the bench. You know, Wardy's played the other day. You know, it's good to get those big players back and gives me competition for places. Hopefully, you know, Burnsy will be okay for Saturday as well. And, you know, hopefully look for the right result on Saturday.
Mark Hockey had to come off. That was a big blow, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mark's done his calf, which we'll have to sit down with physio and the medical team over the next 48 hours and see how it is. But, you know, he'll probably be one that's going to be missing for Saturday.
Not much rest time, so we've got to lift ourselves and go for another positive result on Saturday and go on another winning run.
Yeah, we do. We've got to lift ourselves again. You know, I want the fans. We're fantastic today again. You know, they backed the players up, really got behind us, and we want them again. Listen, you know, yes, we got beat, but, you know, we're still in a fantastic position. That's what I said to the players. That's what I said to the players. Let's go on another run again, and let's, you know what I mean, stay unbeaten. Let's see what happens.
All the best for Saturday. Lost track of time. All the best for Saturday, Warren. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.